Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast, bringing you worldwide experts from all areas of health and fitness. We cover training, nutrition, coaching, and mindset. Welcome your host, strength and conditioning coach, 2012 and 2013 CrossFit Games champ, Michael Cashew. Mind, body, brute.
Hey, and welcome back. My name is Mike Cashew, and you're listening to the Brute Strength Podcast. This is episode 5 of 6 in the What is Brute podcast series. In episode 1, I told you the basic idea behind why we created Brute in the first place. We wanted to create a team of experts that would collaborate with one another to produce the best possible programming for our athletes in the sport of fitness. In episode 2, you heard from our director of strength and conditioning, Nick Fowler. Episode 3, weightlifting with Matt Bruce. Episode 4, gymnastics with Dr. Nick Sorrell. And today, you're going to hear from the head of Brute Endurance, Chris Henshaw. Chris has worked with dozens of CrossFit Games athletes, such as Matt Frazier, Katrin Davidsdaughter, Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet, Rich Froning, Brooke Wells, Jason Kalipa, and many, many more. In general, in CrossFit gyms, we rarely train what's called our aerobic capacity, which is trained through longer, low-intensity training than your typical Metcon. So his ability to train this in a variety of different movements is one of the things that makes him the most successful endurance coach in the sport of fitness. A few other things. A, he's able to get his athletes to be more consistent by constantly varying the workouts and making them more fun. B, he gets his athletes to take more ownership over their programming by teaching them the why behind everything that they do. And C, his athletes are more confident because they learn pacing through a variety of different time domains. So without further ado, the best endurance coach in the sport of fitness, Chris Henshaw. Chris, what's up, man? Thanks for making some time for me to do this.
Thank you. It's always good talking to you.
So let's dive right into it. So we always say at Brute that we train the mind first. In your opinion, what's the most important mental skill or mindset an athlete can develop?
So I'm not sure it particularly mindset, but for me, it's all about confidence. At the end of the day, the successful athlete is that confident athlete, and that's what I'm really always driving for is to help them become more confident. And it's the same thing with me as a coach. I mean, really, I become a much better coach the more confident I become. And I think the common thread in both of those is knowledge. I think that, you know, we're in a quest for knowledge, and that athlete that is interested in becoming smarter is seeking out information the same way great coaches do. Those are the ones that rise to the top because that knowledge brings them confidence.
One of the things that I noticed really early on working with you that I really admire is how much you explain the why behind what you're teaching your athletes, right? You want them to completely own their training. And so you make sure they understand every single aspect of their programming. And you spend a lot of time and energy making sure they understand it. Pretty amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's really important. I spend a lot of time in coming up with workouts that value their time. And I want to make sure that I maximize progress towards their targeted goal, towards the targeted adaptation. And we have a lot of options in this sport in order to go after goals and those adaptations. And I want to make sure that they're aware that I've put the effort forth to find that highest and best use of their time, that best workout. And that's important because I expect for them, once they understand that, that they're going to put in an equal level of effort. And I'm not the type of coach that likes to sit at the door, you know, after the workout and tell people, good job, good job. I really want to explain that workout purpose, the focus of it, the why, so that they come up with their own plan. And when they are driving home or, you know, leaving the gym that day, they know that they did a great job because they understood the purpose, the focus, you know, the why of that workout. And I think that's what gets people to come back. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, I think that's really how we as coaches are judged. Are they willing to come back tomorrow? And I think explaining that purpose, that's key to making that happen.
Can you briefly describe your philosophy on endurance training in regards to the sport of fitness?
Yeah, so I it's not really, so to speak, about endurance training. It's really about, in the new athlete, using that type of training to create a solid foundation. I don't necessarily call it endurance training. I really look at it of developing a solid foundation. In the more advanced or more experienced athlete, I really look upon it as developing their slow twitch muscle fibers and also their aerobic or oxidative energy system. And so it's a twofold approach. And so my philosophy really is that I believe that what we need to do from a muscle fiber standpoint is leverage an individual's entire muscle fiber spectrum. And are we leaving certain fibers behind? We have a tendency in CrossFit to do solely and exclusively high intensity. And the problem with that is that your slow twitch fibers need volume. They need time in order to overload them. And if we're only doing small time domains, short time domains, are we truly maximizing the development of those slow twitch muscle fibers? Are you leaving muscle fibers behind? And one of the things I regret when I was racing back in the day was I never did it. And one, I never went into the gym and lifted heavy. I never did high intensity speed, strength, power type training. And so because of that, I had no finishing sprint. I had no kick. I had no speed reserve. You know, I start my sprint 10K out in order to win. And I didn't train it. And those fibers were passive. And it was a mistake. I look at things differently now. I want to make sure that we are tapping into that entire spectrum. Are we leaving muscle fibers behind? Are we leaving muscle groups behind? And it's the same thing with the aerobic energy system. I mean, a lot of people, we need to recognize the aerobic energy system is where our recovery comes from. And is your limitations in your work capacity, is it your speed? Is it your strength? Is it your power? Or is it just fatigue? And my argument would be is what if we can design a training protocol so that we can clear that fatigue out faster? And that really comes from the development of that aerobic system, right? That ability to clear that fatigue out. Mm-hmm. And that's really why I focus on it, is because it's a balance. It's a balance between intensity and recovery to create work capacity.
How has your philosophy changed in regards to training CrossFit athletes?
Well, the thing is, CrossFit, it's a new sport. And in all honesty, no coach has it figured out. I am in a constant quest of learning. It's funny, it reminds me of back in the day with the sport of triathlons. You know, in the late 70s and early 80s, it was believed that a triathlete needed to have a substantial amount of power, of strength, in order to finish, because they were long, grueling events. And so the body type back in that day was, you know, they were big kids. A lot of them coming out of the military, you know, that were stationed in Oahu. Matter of fact, that's how the first Ironman was done. And it was believed that for a number of years, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was these smaller, leaner, lighter athletes were coming on board and reshaping the sport. And that's kind of what's happening with CrossFit, is that, you know, we're targeting an area that has never been targeted before. You know, these are athletes that are non-specialists. These are athletes that want to do a variety of sports. These are athletes, you know, that don't want to be told that they have to do the same thing over and over and over again. They want variety. And what we're finding with these athletes that are non-specialists, we're seeing performance improvements that have never been documented. You know, the fact that you can take a Rich Froning and after he won the games four times, who has a strength and conditioning background, has a degree in exercise physiology, and you know, I spend 10 weeks working with him and just slowing him down, working on his slow twitch aerobic muscle fibers, and he ends up getting stronger in every lift in that 10-week period of time. His vertical leap goes from 31 inches to 33 inches. And that's the cool stuff that's happening. We're finding phenomenons within the sport where it's leading to greater levels of improvement. And that's really what, you know, my philosophy is that we need to continue to experiment and find that next level of greatness in these non-specialists, mm-hmm. the CrossFit athlete.
What is it that makes Brute unique?
So what I love about Brute is the competency of the coaches. You know, when we get together as coaches at our various camps and clinics throughout the year, the most rewarding thing for me is talking with the other specialty coaches that are on the staff within Brute. I spend my time reading about, you know, my space and what is involved in the programming that I write. And the coaches that are the other specialists, that's what they do for their particular niche. And I love that. I love bouncing off ideas and what do you see in this? You know, one of the things that happened in one of the Brute camps a year ago was I started talking about this concept of you know, lactate clearance and building capacity in a variety of movements. And what I mentioned was in the movement of running, we build work capacity by throwing in jog recoveries. We do a high intensity effort, and then what we do is we do an active recovery. And that helps us build capacity. And can we do the same thing with the gymnastics movement? And so we started talking about it. And one of the cool things coming out of our camp in New Orleans was, you know what? Yeah, those are very reasonable ideas. And we should be looking at implementing ideas like that to build capacity, but also to help the body in clearing fatigue faster with an active recovery. And that to me is what that fires me up, because that's next level stuff. That's what Brute's doing. That's what happens at these camps.
Love it. And that wouldn't happen if we didn't get you all in one room and to start collaborating.
Right. No, it absolutely would not happen. And the thing is that there is no meetings like this ever where coaches get together at that level and talk about what they are doing, openly doing. What are you finding what works? What are you experimenting on? What direction are you thinking about going? There are no coaching groups that are doing this today. None. And Brute, what makes it special is that we have these coaches that are solely and exclusively focused in their respective space and trying to create individual greatness there. But what we do is we share those ideas to bring it to that next level. And that's just not being done anywhere else other than within Brute.
What's the biggest thing you've gained personally from being a part of the team?
I think my confidence as a coach. You know, we are around, you know, a lot of amazing athletes all the time. And I'm fortunate enough to coach a lot of CrossFit Games champions. And that is very rewarding. But at the end of the day, those athletes, in my opinion, they're already great. What we're doing is we're creating programming to enhance that greatness. And it's them that are doing the work. And 100% of that credit really should be going to them. For me as a coach, when I am around my peers, when I'm around other experts in the field of coaching, and they express interest in what I'm doing, and they are impressed by some of the things that I am doing. They're, you know, curious on the direction where I'm going and the rationale behind it, asking questions, that's very rewarding for me. But I also do the same for them, you know, and asking questions about what they're doing and where does that fit. And yeah, I think that is an incredible reward.
Hell yeah. What's been one of, or even the most memorable moment for you within Brute?
Oh, that's easy. That's when you approached me at the CrossFit Games to be a part of Brute. You know, I had an opportunity to work with Jason Kalipa and Garrett Fisher, Neil Maddox. And then, you know, that year when we talked, Camille, I'd been working with her for 13 months and she happened to win the CrossFit Games. And you asked if I would be interested in becoming a founding member of Brute and work on, you know, the endurance side of the programming. And here you were, you know, a multi CrossFit Games champion on team. And I didn't even know you knew who I was, and let alone coming up and asking me to be a partner, was one of the coolest things, because at that moment, I never realized that people recognized my involvement within the sport. And I truly respected you coming up to me because you had a vision. You had a vision of Brute and taking these elite coaches and filtering their biasness, right? And that's what you do on your end, to create greatness in these non-specialists, these CrossFit athletes. And that was cool to me, you know, that you saw what I saw down the road. And that was the first time that ever happened. And after that, honestly, it was a long ways after that when I was recognized that there were other similar types of philosophies where they were looking long-term in the evolution of the sport, but you were by far out in front of all of them. And that was cool. Yeah, that was cool.
All of our coaches are obviously very expert and they are striving towards mastery in their niche. But what I think really sets each of these individuals apart is that they are truly striving for excellence in every area of their life. And when we get around each other, we push each other so much harder to continue that drive towards excellence.
Yeah. And it's not a bunch of just cream puff type questions, right? It's not a bunch of soft, you know, slow pitches. It's we challenge each other. And, you know, when we were up in Washington at that camp, and I remember I was challenging people about, you're telling me that these static holds, and you're talking about static holds, and you're saying that, you know, what energy system is being used. And I really question a lot of that. And we do have some heated discussions, but it's to create something that's just not out there yet. And what's great about that is that, you know, from that, I do a lot of static hold stuff, a lot. Just because it's one of the areas that we can build work capacity, you know? But yeah, I love the fact that it's not just, oh man, you know, this is so great and you know, you're doing amazing stuff. And it's like, I want, tell me why it's amazing. Convince me, tell me the why. And that's the best part about it. That's what I think that athletes should be doing more often, is challenging their coach, and not to put them on the spot, right? And that's not what we do at Brute with other coaches. We put them that question forward because we want to encourage them to learn. Mm-hmm. We want to get that answer. And you're the specialist in weightlifting. You're the specialist in gymnastics, right? You're the specialist in endurance. Go out and find that answer and then bring it to the table.
Right.
And yeah, that I like a lot. Yep.
Well, thank you, Chris. You bring so much to this team. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests. Access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.